Morning today's shir is sponsored for a schus, for a shidduch, for Tamima Frumet Bas Tipera. She should find her shidduch karav in the right time, along with all the other boys and girls in Klal Yisrael. Okay, today we're going to continue the halachos of Ikar V'Tafel, Hilchos Brachos. Bez Hashem, we will finish it today, no matter what. And Bez Hashem, next time, we'll end by 10 o'clock, don't worry. And next time, Bez Hashem, we will start the halachos of Chol HaMoed. I spoke with Rabbi Sachs the other day, a few last-minute halachos of Chol HaMoed, and Bez Hashem, next time, we will have two classes. The next two classes will be on the halachos of Chol HaMoed. So we started the halachos of Ikar V'Tafel. Ikar V'Tafel means that if you are eating a food, and that food is made up of, that dish, that snack, is made up of two foods that include two different bracha rishonas. Of course, if it's the same bracha rishona, it doesn't make a difference. But you have two foods in front of you that are combined, somewhat combined, and they have two bracha rishonas, ha'etz and adama, sha'akal and ha'etz, sha'akal and adama, mizonos, we'll get to separately. Then, there are times when it can be determined that it's an ikar v'tafel combination. Ikar means the main food, tafel means the secondary food, and we said there are four examples of an ikar v'tafel combination, meaning before we discuss which bracha you make, but first we discussed what makes something into ikar v'tafel combination that only one bracha is required. You can look at your notes. We had four examples. Example number one, some of them overlap. Example number one was when you have both foods come up in the same spoonful or the same forkful, the same handful. That is example number one. Example number two is where one of the foods is there just to enhance the other food. Example number three was if something is there just to douse a salty or spicy taste. And the Mishnah Berurah said that's very hard to rely on practically because chances are you're there also to eat the other food. And then you would make two separate brachos. And the fourth example was any food, any bread, any meal type food that is eaten during a bread meal. Bez Hashem, we'll discuss in a later time the halachos of desserts and separate brachos on desserts. We'll get to that separately. Those are the four combinations of an ikar v'tafel. Next, we discussed, and we left off in the middle, now that we have an ikar v'tafel combination, if you have one of these examples where you have an ikar v'tafel combination, how do we determine which one is the ikar? Not to be confused with step one. Step one is determining that there is an ikar v'tafel combination. We had four examples. Step number two is deciding which one is the ikar. And we said there are three determining factors. Determining factor number one, we said last time, was which food are you there to eat? Not which food you like. You like both foods, whilst you probably wouldn't be eating it. But which food you are there to eat? I'm here to eat the salad. The salad dressing is just to make it more tasty. I'm here to eat the yogurt. Fine, it has crushed fruits in it because that's the way it comes. But the crushed fruit is there just to enhance the yogurt. Of course, it comes up all in one spoonful, and it's there just to enhance. The yogurt is what I'm coming to eat. The fruit makes it more geschmack. So there, the first determining factor is which one you are coming to eat. If you are coming to eat one of them, that one is the ikar. We're going to hold off on mizonos foods. We'll get there shortly. That's why I'm giving examples of non-mizonos foods. Which one you are there to eat. Many, 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 many times, I would for sure most of the times, you're there to eat both foods equally. So then you don't have determining factor number one. If and only if you don't have determining factor number one, you're there to eat both foods together. So you have a peanut juice, you have the peanuts, which is adama, and the chocolate and caramel, which is shahakal. I'm not there to eat one of them specifically, I'm there to eat both. I like the peanut juice as a whole. So I don't have the issue of which one I'm there to eat. Then you go to determining factor number two, which we said is the majority. It seems as if that it's not enough to be 51% to 49%, but somewhat of a majority in the case of a peanut juice. Peanut juice are shahakal. Why? Because I'm there to eat both equally, unless you're looking for some peanuts. Wow, I'm in the mood of peanuts. Where can I find some peanuts? I don't have any peanuts. All I have is peanut chews. Okay, so I'll eat the peanut chew. Then I would make just the hadama on the peanut chew because I'm there to eat the peanuts. Usually that's not the case. I want to have peanut chew altogether. So there you look at which one is the majority. Chances are by a peanut chew, there is no majority. If you would look at it, you break it open, you'll see that it's basically 50-50. So, but in a situation where you do have a majority, then you would go after the majority. Let's say you have a fruit cocktail and it's small pieces, so it all comes up in one spoonful. I'm there to eat the pineapple? No, it's not like I was looking to eat pineapple. It's not like I was looking for some mandarin oranges to eat. I was looking for some peaches. I'm there to eat the fruit cocktail as a whole. And obviously, we're not talking about when you wash. We're talking about stem. You eat some fruit cocktail. So you're there to eat both equally. So then you have to determine which one is the roiv. You take a look, which one is the roiv? And I believe we already said from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach that you add up all the brachos to one side. If you have all the ha'etzes on one side, meaning the mandarin oranges and the peaches are on the same team, that they gang up together, that's, let's say, 60% against the pineapples, which is 40%, then you would make just a ha'etz. That is where the bell rang last week at 10 o'clock. Many times you won't have a majority, and you'll basically have 50-50. When you have that situation where you're eating, coming to eat both equally, and it's basically no majority, then we have to go to determining factor number three. Determining factor number three is, the Paiskim tell us, you make the bracha that covers both of them. Meaning sometimes you'll have a situation where, let's say it's ha'etz and hadama. So I'm sure you all know the halacha, that if by mistake I make a hadama on the ha'etz food, then I don't need to repeat my bracha. I take an apple. The bracha on the apple is an eight. By mistake, I make hadama, I was spacing out. So since trees grow from the ground, so we say that hadama is b'di'evet okay for her eight. Vice versa is not the case. If I take a carrot, that's hadama, and by mistake I make her eight, I have to make a new bracha. But hadama is good enough b'di'evet for her eight. Therefore, in a situation where basically the fruit cocktail is 50-50, there I would make a hadama. That since her eight and hadama, I would take the hadama because that bracha covers both. You should not just simply make a shahakal, because we know shahakal works for everything. Neither of my foods there is shahakal. But in case of a peanut chew, we have hadama and shahakal. So it's 50-50. I'm there to eat both equally. Then we make a shahakal because that bracha covers both. Not always is that possible. If you have one of them as a shahakal, then for sure that's possible. You'll just make the shahakal. If not just, meaning if you don't have determining factor number one and two, then you'll go to shahakal. Ha'etz and hadama, you'll go to the hadama. We'll see situations of mizonos. That's going to be halacha separately. One idea that the Pais can tell us is, instead of making the bracha that covers both of them for this third determining factor, sometimes it's possible to add to the mixture. If you have a fruit cocktail that's a homemade fruit cocktail, and you have a big bowl, and you're putting it into a small bowl because you want to have some. So if you could add to the mixture, that will make one of them into a rove. Well, that'll make one of them into the majority. If you buy those little packets of fruit cocktails in Kosher Connection, that's not possible. Whatever you have inside, that's what you have inside. But if it's possible to add to the mixture, then that is also a good idea, because this third determining factor of making the bracha that covers both, as you could guess, is not ideal. So therefore, if it's possible to add to the mixture and make one of them into the rive, into the majority, that, if it's possible, that is something that the Paiskim tell us is good to do, the Prima Gadim, and therefore, if that's possible, you should do that. Another way out of this third determining factor is, as I'm sure you're all thinking of in the back of your mind, to make two separate brachos on two other foods. Not always that possible. You're on the road. But if you're home, basically you should be able to find a shahakal and a hadama, or ha'etz and hadama. Possibly ha'etz maybe is hard to find, just something small. We said already a couple weeks ago, to make a bracha rishayin, it could be even a tiny, tiny bit. So you take two other foods, and a lot of times that'll work. If you're not sure about something's arrived, meaning let's say you're looking at it, and it's like, it's almost 50-50, you're not 100% sure. Also, an idea is to add to the mixture, to make it into the rive. Someone told me that Rabbi Sachs told them, a girl told it to me, she told me about my Tuesday night shiur, and then I spoke to her sister, who was in my student in the Beis Yaakov, had a situation of Crispix, right? So Crispix is a cereal that one side is corn and the other side is rice. So we'll talk about mazonos separately, but rice is not going to get the halachos of mazonos. We'll see. We'll talk about sushi, and so that's, let's say it's 50-50 basically. I mean, not every piece is whole, but it's basically 50-50. So this girl told me that Rabbi Sachs said that you add one Cheerio, and then now you know the mazonos is the rove. I said that's coming from this idea of adding to the rive. I said, but I find it very hard to believe that one Cheerio. No, that's what he said. I said, I find that hard to believe. Then I got back, before I even got a chance to speak to Rabbi Sachs, she got back to me and said, no, she checked it out, that he didn't say to add one Cheerio. He said to add a whole handful of Cheerios. Which, that, I told her, makes a lot of sense. That is what we're saying now. That, as far as bracha rishona, rice and oats are the same bracha rishona, it's mizonos. So you add to the mixture to make it much more of a majority. Like I said, one Cheerio doesn't seem to make sense, and but you add to the majority, that could determine the right.
But can you just pick out a piece?
No, that we're going to talk about separately. That we're going to wait till 9:55. We're going to say a few complicated cases of Ikka B'Tuffel. So just pick out a piece is not what should be done. It's a mixture in front of you. It doesn't help to go pick out a piece. You have a mixture in front of you. The bracha is determined.
But
very
he
quickly.
Just said take
right, right.
Yeah.
Of course it says both brachos, but 100%. I shouldn't say 100%. But there are those that say that if you have no option, what are you going to do? So you should do both brachos. But Rabbi Sachs is tiny and is gewaldic. That you could avoid that. Just add to the majority, and now it's a right. You have a question?
If you can't have any mizonos foods, then would you make on rice, let's say rice checks?
Rice checks, right? Well, when we discussed halachos of mizonos, Be'ez Hashem will talk about after Pesach. Let's assume rice is mizonos. Rice is mizonos. You should all make rice and mizonos until after Pesach when we discuss those halachos better. And rice checks is mizonos. We'll talk about the milk. The milk, you're not going to make a separate bracha on the milk. We're going to get to that today. But rice checks, anything that comes from rice is going to be mizonos. Sometimes you have a cereal, you have to know what it's made out of.
So when you said to add or you can make two separate ones.
You can make two separate on two other foods. Probably that's better. Yeah, I would
but
say
you
that's
can
better.
Just eat a tiny bit.
Tiny bit, and
so
then you go to.
So it's not the one Cheerio. Oh, because it wouldn't be a majority. It doesn't matter.
Right. If you go to the Cheerio box and take one Cheerio, make a mizonos. That's great. But now you need a hadama somewhere.
So you can't. So, but it's different than what you had said before.
Right. Yeah. That's adding to the bowl itself. That's adding
so
to the bowl. Right. That will be separately. That's
okay. So it's better to do that.
I would think
than
it's
add
better.
The majority?
Yes, I would think that's better.
Okay.
Yeah. Very quickly. All hadamas.
But what if then it has avocado and craisins?
Oh, so we're going to discuss that. That if it's going to be, that's a simple case. Just some craisins in it. That's her eights. Or well, not so posh that craisins are her eights, by the way. But let's say olives, sliced olives. Those are her eights. So you don't make a separate her eights on that.
So you have hadamas.
You're there to eat everything equally. You're there to eat everything. If anything, maybe the olives is there to enhance the salad, then for sure it'll be only hadamah. But even if not, the majority is hadamah. The majority is hadamah. Let's say you add olives afterwards, and you add the slivered almonds afterwards. That we have to discuss at 9:55. We're gonna go. Very quickly, stuffed cabbage. So what bracha is stuffed cabbage? What would you think? Don't just call out. Based on what we've been saying, why shahakol?
Because you're really there for the meat. And the stuffed
cabbage. So it depends. If you're really there to eat the meat, which I would think most people are, then you're going to make you're going to make a shahakal. Even though, of course, you're going to eat the cabbage also. Why would I throw out the cabbage? I might as well eat the cabbage. I like the cabbage. But I'm there to eat the meat. I want the meat. I'm looking for a shmack, a piece of meat. I don't have any piece of meat. So I have stuffed cabbage. Then I would make a shahakal. Let's say you love cabbage. You love cabbage, so it's hadama. And okay, I'm not going to, I like the meat also. I'll eat the meat. Then I'll make only hadama. Generally speaking, I would think most people, maybe not kids, but most people are there to eat both equally. You like it together? Stuffed cabbage? You're there to eat both. I like both. Not just because I like both, but because I'm there to eat both. Then you would determine which one's the rive. If it's a homemade piece, then probably the meat is the rive, and a thin piece of cabbage if you buy it in a restaurant. So of course the meat is expensive, so they give you a tiny, tiny little piece of meat and a thick piece of cabbage. Then it will be the rive. Okay, I'm not talking about if you washed. You have to keep in mind sometimes there's rice inside there as well. Rice is mezainis. So now there's a shaila like this. Let's say you have, just giving easy numbers, you have 30% rice and 30% cabbage and 40% meat. Okay? So now, which bro is the 40% meat, is that considered a majority or not? Meaning you have 40% meat, but it's not more than 50%, it's only 40%. You have 30% rice, 30% mizonos, and 30% of the hadama. That is the shaila in the Peskim.
But if you make a shahakal, you'd have 70% covered.
What does that mean? But the shahakal is all b'di'evit. I'm up to determining factor number two. That's already determining factor number three. Right, so if you're there to eat the meat, then of course, I'm saying, let's say you're there to eat everything equally.
Oh.
And then you see the the numbers, you chop it up and you see the numbers. So then, that is a suffix. The best will be, unless you could wash, but the best would be to have three other foods. The big discussion is chocolate-covered raisins, which you had asked last week, chocolate-covered raisins and chocolate-covered peanuts. Tremendous discussion in the Peskim. We're not going to be able to get into all the details. Well, practically what comes out the following. It's not so much chocolate-covered raisins, chocolate-covered peanuts. It's a chocolate-covered ha'eitz and a chocolate-covered hadama. So what's going to come out practically, what I'm going to tell you to do is the following. By a chocolate-covered ha'eitz, which is a chocolate-covered almond, a chocolate-covered raisin, by a chocolate-covered ha'eitz, you should make just a ha'eitz. And the reason is that many Peskim say, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman and others, I think Rabbi Yashiv also, they say that really the proper bracha on chocolate should be ha'eitz. It grows from a tree, the chocolate beans grow from a tree. The minig is to say shahakal, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach told people to make shahakal. He said, someone once approached Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, I have this in a sefer at home, and said, I heard that the Rosh Yeshiva said that the proper bracha on shahakal is ha'eitz. He said, yes, you heard correctly, that's what I said. So he said, I should make ha'eitz on chocolate? He said, no, you should make shahakal. Because he says that's the minig of the world, you make shahakal on chocolate and you shouldn't change. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that really the proper bracha should be ha'etz. Therefore, you should make shahakal, but if you have a situation of a chocolate covered ha'etz food, then you should make just a ha'etz. Unless, of course, I should have said this first, I apologize, unless you're there just to eat the chocolate. Sorry, that's determining factor number one. If you're, I'm looking for some chocolate, I'm in the mood of having some chocolate. So, I don't have any chocolate. All I have is chocolate-covered raisins. So fine, I like it also, I'll eat it. Then I would make just a shahakal, because I'm there to eat the chocolate. But if I'm there to eat both equally, and it's basically 50-50, then which one would I make? Then Rav Shlomo Zalman is telling us to make a ha'etz, because the proper bracha on chocolate should really be ha'etz. But if I'm there to eat one specifically, then it would be a bracha just on that food. If you have a chocolate-covered hadama, which is basically the only example I can think of, is a chocolate-covered peanut. Peanuts are hadama.
Strawberries.
Chocolate-covered strawberries. The rave for sure is the strawberry. So if you're there to eat one specifically, the bracha will be that one. Chances are that the strawberry is the rave, you would make just a hadama. But a chocolate covered peanut is basically 50-50 that you don't have determining factor number two, that's the rave. You got another example?
I said bananas. But
bananas, okay, that's also the rave. So
apricots.
That's gross. That's AIDS anyway, that's true. But a chocolate covered hadama, Rav Moshe Feinstein says to make two brachos. There you should make two brachos, and that may confuse you because we've been kept on saying that if it comes up in the same handful, in the same spoonful, it only requires one bracha. It's just a question of determining which one. The way Rav Banner explains it is that, you know, it's not really cooked together, so the place can just look at it as two separate foods that happen to be eaten together. It's a hard gedder. That's what the Paiskim seem to come out, that by chocolate-covered hadama food, you should make two separate brachas. If you have the ability and the option of making shahakal and hadama on two other foods, definitely that would be great, but not always do you have such an option. You add a shalom zachar or something, you have some chocolate-covered peanuts, you know, other shahakals should be easy to find over there. You have the hadamas on the chickpeas, but then it's a barrier, so you're running into the problems of barrier that we discussed 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, that's what you should do. You should make the hadama in a chocolate... In a chocolate-covered peanut, you're allowed to make a shahakal first, because that's the convenient way. We'll talk about chocolate ice cream cones. You're allowed to make a shahakal first there. Also.
A lot of times it comes like a mix. You don't know if it's going to be a peanut that you pick up.
You have to break it open. Yeah. Or just stop, even without a mix. You see something on the table in front of you by Shom Zarcha, by a kiddush. You're not sure what's inside. You don't know what's inside. So you have to put it with your hands in front of everybody. Fine. But, I've done it.
It's kind of like
make other brachos on other things.
Then you're covered. Then you're covered. So you can make the shahakal and the ha'etz and adama and other foods.
Aren't we most of the time when there's a mix in front of us, we're really there to eat the chocolate?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we don't know what's in it. It could be liquid stuff.
But I don't know what's in there, but I still want to eat the peanut or the raisin. I like them both. Not just because I like them both, but I'm going to eat both. When I eat a chocolate covered peanut and a chocolate covered raisin, I'm there to eat both of both cases. So even though I don't know what's inside, eat two other foods, you're cool, then you're good. Very quickly. Yes, it is.
The first
determining factor is which one you're there to eat. If you're there to eat both equally, then you go to determining factor number two, which is the majority, which is the rule. Very quickly, from stir-fried vegetables. So many times we have for supper stir-fried vegetables. So over here, you would think, which one are you there to eat? Okay, maybe they're just to eat the meat, and the vegetables are there just to, you know, to have, you shouldn't have plain meat. Fine, then you would make just a shahakal. Many times we're there to eat both equally. We want to have both. So the question is, a lot of times the vegetables are the roif. Right, you mold the stir-fried chicken, stir-fried vegetables. The vegetables are the rave. Over here, Rabbi Yashiv has a suffix because since it's meat, it's so chashev, and the meat is just so chashev that even though it's the minority, even though we'll get to mazonos separately, there he has a suffix, not for sure, but perhaps maybe that even if the meat is the minority, maybe still that would be considered more chashev if you're there to eat both equally.
So why wouldn't that be
versus
cabbage?
I don't know. Maybe
stuffed cabbage is the same thing. It's like a
yeah.
dish.
Yeah. I don't know. Stuffed cabbage, I don't know if the meat is considered so chashev over there. It's just like chopped up here. There's like a piece of steak, small piece of steak. I don't know. I'd have to check up why if Rabbi Yashiv would have the same suffix over there as well. So he says he has a suffix, and therefore what I always try to do whenever my wife makes stir-fried vegetables, which is not too often, but I try to have two other foods.
Why do you have it a lot? So
if you make two brachas on two other foods. It brought us in two other foods, and then for sure.
But what if you're really not there to eat the meat? Like, it's just like, because we make a lot of vegetables.
So then you should make a dhamma. You make a dhamma.
If you go by number one, which
you go by number one a lot of times, then it's very simple.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Why is that considered a mixture? Why is it?
Oh, so that is true. Right. It depends how big it is. If it's very, very big pieces, chances are that's not considered
like
a mixture.
Depends how big. Chinese right. food, if you get like chicken and broccoli.
So that's
very
small.
Big.
Yeah. Okay. I haven't been to Chinese restaurant in a long time.
How big is considered big?
A very good question. It's hard to know. It's hard to know how big is considered big. My students ask me the same thing, and there's no clear-cut answer in the Paiskin. You take a spoonful or a forkful, and without any conscious decision, you just dig in if both of them would come up at the same time. Okay, I'm going to have to take no more questions. I'm sorry, we'll take questions at 10 o'clock. Mizonos foods. As you all know, and as I keep on alluding to, all these examples that I've been saying till now are not mizonos foods. Rice is not considered a mizonos food as far as ikar v'tuffel is concerned. Mizonos is always considered more choshev. And therefore, when you have an ikar v'tuffel combination, if and when you have an ikar v'tuffel combination, if one of the foods there is a grain food, wheat, barley, rye, spelt, or oats, and it is there for taste, then the mizonos is always the ikar. Do not be confused. This is only if you have an ikar v'tuffel combination. If you do have an ikar v'tuffel combination, then the mizonos is always the ikar if it is there for taste. Even if it is the minority, and even if you're there to eat the other food, still, the mizonos is the ikar. For example, we'll talk about schnitzel separately. For example, cherry pie. I love cherry pie, let's say. I'd rather do. But let's say I love cherry pie and I'm there to eat only the cherry filling. That's what I'm here for. I want to have the cherry filling. I'm not going to eat it plain. The can is empty anyway. I'm here to eat just the cherry filling. Still, I make only a mizonos. The crust, almost always by cherry pie, blueberry pie, apple pie, lemon pie, cheesecake, many, many, many times, the crust is there for the taste. It's not there just to hold it together. It's there for the taste. If the mizonos is there for the taste, the mizonos is always the ikar, even if it is the minority. A knish, many times the knish, the outside part, is mizonos. Even though it's very thin and it maybe only makes up 10% of what's on your plate, the potatoes are 90%. It doesn't make a difference. If the coating is there for the taste, then you make only a mizonos and only, well, Alan Michi will talk about separately at 9:55. Cholent, let's get to cholent. Cholent, we said, if it's small pieces, it depends. Caterers' cholent are always chopped up into small pieces. But a homemade cholent, it depends. Some people chop up their potatoes and meat into very small pieces. Sometimes it's bigger pieces. Again, how big is big? It's hard to know exactly. But if it's small enough that it all comes up on one forkful or one spoonful, then it requires only one bracha. If your cholent has barley in it, which most cholents do, barley is mezainis, and the cholent would be only mezainis. Of course, if you washed, you don't make a bracha at all. But if you have it Friday afternoon or Thursday night or whenever, leftovers on Sunday, whatever it is, if you have cholent by a kiddush without washing, then if there's barley in it and the pieces of the meat, which are shahakol, and the potatoes are hadama, are small, then you would make only a mezonos. One case of a machlokes is what you mentioned. Let's say you take slices of fish or slices of chicken and you dip it in eggs and you coat it with matzah meal or flour. So those really are mizonos. Those really are for the taste. You know, the point is also for the taste.
Uncooked flour is not shahakol?
Not uncooked. I mean, it depends how you make it. If it's fried, in the pan, then it's already becomes more chashev and then it would be raised to a mizonos. The question is, since it's there for the taste, does that make it that this schnitzel or this chicken cutlet or the fried fish, does that make it only a mizonos? There are plenty of paiskim that say that in this situation it's too far, and over here it would be just a shahakal. It's just a thin coating that, even though it's not there just that it won't burn, it's there also for the taste. But Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Yaakov, Rav Scheinberg, and that seems to be the minig, that if it's just a thin coating of on the schnitzel or on the chicken cutlet, then a person would make just a shahakal. If you want to have two other foods, in the mirror, Tuesday afternoons in the mirror in Eretz Yisrael, a schnitzel. That's everyone's there, thousands of people pushing for one piece of schnitzel. And I was sitting across from somebody and I made a shahakal on it, but it was some Israeli and he made a mizonos on some other food and a shahakal on another food, and then he ate the schnitzel. That's a chumrah. The minig is to rely on just a shahakal on a chicken cutlet or fried fish, because that's just too thin to be considered an ikker. If it's coated with cornflake crumbs, so cornflake crumbs are hadama, then of course it's a tuffel and you would make only shahakal. For sure, I'm talking about by a mizonos coating, where perhaps, even though it's the minority, then it becomes the ikker. There we say still, many places can tell us that still that's a shahakal.
But if it's not that thin,
and if it's not that thin, like the baichasana, you have like a thick coating, then yeah, that would become the ikker. That would become the ikker. Yes.
Right, okay.
Sushi.
Matzo meal and breadcrumbs are mizonos, not even though they're from bread.
Yeah. Yeah, because once it's broken down, then we say that is the mizonos. Sushi. Sushi is made out of rice. So rice does not get the chashivas that it's always considered the ikker. Even technically it's a mizonos, like we said before, but rice doesn't have the chashivas. It's not one of the five grains. So when you come to sushi, you have to know. Sushi is a big discussion in the Paiskim. What is the proper bracha rishayna on sushi? Which one are you there to eat? If you're there just to eat the fish, it will be just a shahakal. If you're there to eat the whole thing equally, so you have to know what is the rive. The fish is shahakal. Seaweed is also shahakal. The rice is mizonos.
The vegetables,
if there's vegetables inside, so then that's hadama. If there's no fish inside, so then maybe there's no shahakal unless you have the seaweed. So you just have hadama and the rice. I looked it up, and seaweed is the bracha is shahakal. Even though it grows in the ground, but it grows on the water, and it's gross anyway, so it's shahakal. But I think I'm almost positive that the proper bracha on seaweed alone is shahakal. It's a big discussion. What's one's the rive? It's hard to know which one's the rive. A lot of times there isn't a rive when it comes to sushi, and a lot of times you're not there to eat one of them specifically. You eat everything equally. So perhaps you'd make the shahakal because that covers. Each one, that's the bracha that covers everything. There are those places that say you should make a separate bracha on each of them. I would think, based on what we've been saying till now, sushi should be shahakal. If there is a shahakal in it, the fish is there, and it's shahakal, the shahakal is the bracha that covers everything.
But if fish isn't there?
Oh, we're going to talk about licorice. We're talking about licorice very shortly.
But if fish isn't there, then you say...
If the fish isn't there, then you have the hadama and you have the rice, unless you have the seaweed, which is shahakal.
So what do you say?
So then also probably perhaps that would be shahakal with just the seaweed. Yeah, probably.
But the fish is always much smaller than the rice.
Okay, fine.
Much more rice.
Okay, so you have to know the piece in front of you. As mentioned before, mizonos... Okay, we're going to have to hold off on questions now. Mizonos is only the ikker if it is there for taste. Is only always the ikker if it is there for the taste. If you have, let's say, a cheesecake, and you know for a fact that the cheesecake, the pie crust, is there only to hold it together, what we call the dabik, it's only to hold it together or to give it form, it's not there for the taste whatsoever, then it is not automatically the ikker. It's only automatically the ikker if it's there for taste. If it's there as a binding agent or for color or for smell, then it can be the tuffel. Lots of gefilte fish have matzah meal in it. But the reason why it's only shahakal, talking about if you don't wash, the reason why it's only shahakal is because it's just to hold the loaf together. But generally pies, cherry pie, blueberry pie, I tell my students, those are there for taste. You have the graham cracker crust, whatever it is. We'll talk about ice cream cone separately. But generally that is there for taste. You have a cherry pie, the bracha is a mizonos. And like we said last week with the latkes and the applesauce, even if you have some cherry pie filling left over at the end, you don't make a separate bracha on it. You made a mizonos on the crust. The first bite should have some crust in it. Whatever's left, even if you have you finished all the crust first and all the only you have is cherry pie left, all the cherry pie filling, you don't make a separate bracha on it because you already made a bracha on it when you made your mizonos on the crust. Licorice. Many people make only a shahakal on licorice, even though licorice has flour. The reason is, the understanding is, that it's there just to hold it together, and we assume that it's not there for the taste, the flour part, and that's why many people make a shahakal on licorice. I know there are those that say not like that. I know my Rish Kailo makes a mezainas on licorice. It's based on a Mishnah Brura that if it's there to hold it together, but it's more than 50%, then it is considered the ikker, or if it's there, if it just gives it the whole body, then it is the ikker. I think the minig is to make a shahakal on licorice. Someone told me that Rabbi Meiselman, the Rosh Hashiva of Taurus Moshe, only eats licorice when he's eating it in a sandwich. Which, of course, is a joke that, and I don't think he ever ate a licorice sandwich, but what he's saying is that he tries to avoid eating licorice. I don't even think it would work necessarily to pater it that. Licorice is like a dessert food, but licorice is a big shayla. I make a shahakal on licorice, and I'm pretty sure that's what Rabbi Four Sefer says to say a shahakal on licorice. The understanding is that it is there just to hold it together.
Could you be covered if you made like a shahakal and a mizonos and something else?
For sure, 100%. If you make a mizonos and a shahakal and two other foods and then you go ahead and eat the licorice, that would for sure be the best, if that's possible. Another case of mizonos that can't be the ikar, and we were discussing this last week after the class, but I have to say it now, is when the mizonos is in a liquid form. The Pais can tell us that it doesn't really make sense to make a mizonos on a liquid. Therefore, beer, which is made out of barley, is not a mizonos, because since it's a liquid, the Pais can tell us that it doesn't seem to make so much sense to make a mizonos on a liquid. Therefore, beer gets the bracha of shahakal. So fine, we all know that beer is shahakal. Where it gets really complicated is by soup. And we were discussing this after the class last week, is by soup. Let's say you have a barley soup, or a soup with lakshin, or noodle soup, or croutons in soup. Well, we're going to hold off on croutons for a second. A noodle soup. So something like that, for sure you have to make a mizonos. There's no way you're not going to make a mizonos. It's there for the taste, of course. You have to make a mizonos. The question is that perhaps the mizonos cannot cover the liquid. The Mishnah Brura has this suffix. Should you make just a mizonos or also a shahakal? Mishnah Brura is in Reish Ches, and he says he's not sure. The Mishnah Brura calls it zupe, zayin vav pei aleph. He's not sure what the bracha should be. So practically the best, this is what I try to do whenever I have some type of lakshin in a soup. Again, if you washed, it's not nageya. But if you didn't wash and you're having just soup, so you have lakshin in the soup or a noodle soup or barley soup, the best will be to have two other foods. Now, for two other foods, you really don't need two other foods. What you could do is like this. Make a mizonos and take just the lakshin. And then for the shahakal, you can take a shahakal on the soup because maybe the mizonos on the barley and the lakshin covered the soup. We're not sure. Maybe it could, maybe it can't. So therefore, you make a shahakal on another food. Or take another drink, right? Another drink, for sure. So that is preferably what should be done when it comes to a noodle soup or a barley soup. Chicken soup. So the vegetables, you would not need a bracha. It's together with the mizonos. Again, if it's in a small pieces, that it comes up in the same spoonful. Okay, it depends on how big it is. If it's small vegetables that are considered an ikar v'tafel combination with the mizonos, that's for sure tafel to the barley. The question is that we have a liquid, the soup, that may not be able to be covered by the mizonos. Chicken soup with vegetables. Let's say no mizonos for a second. Just chicken soup, which is shahakal, of course, and there's vegetables. If the vegetables are very, very big and it doesn't come in a separate spoonful, it doesn't come in all in the same spoonful, so then you would have to make a separate bracha on a separate hadama on the carrot, a separate hadama on the zucchini, whatever it is. If there's small pieces, then what? Then you need to know which one you are there to eat. I'm here to eat chicken soup. I'll put in some vegetables because that makes it more geschmack. You would make just a shahakal. If you're there to eat both equally, you have to know what's the majority. Chances are the chicken soup is the majority. Maybe not. Depends how many vegetables you were lucky enough to get in your bowl. If there's basically 50-50, then I guess you would make the shahakal because that covers both. Each and every time you have to know. And so you can't just simply, what's the bracha on chicken soup with vegetables? It depends on so many different factors. How big are the pieces? Which one are there to eat? How much you have over there? You have to keep in mind every single situation. I'm gonna hold off on questions. Hey, I apologize. Right, croutons. Let's say you have a mizonos food, croutons. I'm not talking about the hamotzi croutons, the mizonos croutons, those yellow ones, or any type of mizonos croutons. So here, let's say you have croutons in a salad or croutons in a soup. So besides the fact that the soup is a liquid, but let's say croutons in a salad. Which one is the ikar and which one is the tafel? I have a plate of salad in front of me. 90% is salad. Forget the dressing. You don't have to make a bracha on the dressing. And I have 10% of croutons. I love croutons and I love the salad. So we keep on saying that the mizonos is always the ikar, right? No matter what. If it's there for the taste, which of course the croutons are there for the taste, the mizonos is always the ikar. However, Rav Vazn over here says that when you have croutons in a salad, you can't say that the salad is the tafel. You just can't say that. The croutons are there totally to enhance the salad. I think the English swarm, Rav Banner, Rabbi Forrest, they call it, I forgot what it's like, an extreme tafel or a complete tafel. I forgot what English word they use. But if you have croutons in a salad, you can't tell me that the salad is the tafel. However, on the other hand, you can say that the croutons are the tafel because they're mizonos and they're there for the taste. So in such a situation of croutons in a salad, there they come out. The place can tell us that you should make two brachos. There, because you're stuck. Rav Vazner says you're stuck. You can't make just a mizonos because you have the salad. But you can't make just a hadama because it's a mizonos. So therefore, in such a situation, you should make two separate brachos. What I always do in such a situation is I make two separate brachos before I combine them. if they're served to me already combined, so then I go over to the croutons, I take one crouton, I go over to some other hadama and I make a separate hadama, and I do that. But technically, you don't have to. If it's there in front of you, you're not able to do that. You just simply make two separate brachos, make zonos, take just a crouton, hadama, and take just one of the pieces of salad, and then you would be covered with that. Fine, let's skip that case. Ice cream cones. I know I'm talking fast, but I don't want to go over time. Ice cream cones. So over here is a similar type of idea. First of all, an ice cream cone, if you have some wild situation where the cone is there not for the taste whatsoever, it's there solely and you're confident that the ice cream is there just to hold, that the cone is there just to hold the ice cream, it's tasteless, so then you would not make a mezonos on the cone because it's not there for the taste. The Paiskim tell us that that's usually not the case nowadays. All of the cones nowadays, they have some type of good taste and they're there for the taste. Maybe you don't like it so much, but it's there for the taste, especially if you ordered, a cone is more expensive than a dish usually. If you ordered a cone and not a dish in an ice cream store, so obviously you're there for the taste. If someone offered you ice cream for dessert, and you have to make brachas on desserts, we'll talk about desserts separately, you could have had it in a cup, in a bowl, or you could have had it in a cone. Why do you take it in a cone? Because you're there for the taste. So you're there for the taste. Chances are you have to make two separate brachos on ice cream and the ice cream cone. If you can make the mezonos first, great. We'll discuss Bez Hashem after Pesach, the halachos of kedima and brachos, which brachos go before others. As you all know, mezonos should go before shahakal. We'll get to the details of that halacha. But over here, the Paiskim tell us that since it's inconvenient, you know, you like my kids like to do, you like to take a bite of the bottom of the cone, therefore it all drips out.
Yeah,
we don't want to do that, so you're allowed to make a shahakal first on the ice cream, and then when you get down to the cone, you're able to make a mezonos on the cone. It shouldn't be too hard to be able to just take a tiny chip of the cone and make a mezonos on that first, but if you can't do it, so you're allowed to make a shahakal first on the cone. But generally speaking, ice cream cones are going to have two brachos because it's both there for the taste, and it's similar to what we said before, that you can't consider just a cone the ikkar, so you're going to have to make a bracha on the ice cream also. And besides, maybe it's considered two separate foods, you know, it's just plopped on top of another. You have to make two separate brachas. I'm going to have to hold up on questions, I'm sorry, on an ice cream cone. Ice cream sandwich, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that an ice cream sandwich should require two brachos. He understands that it's really just two foods, even though it comes up in the same handful, but it's considered two separate
foods. Like a pie, like an ice, like
over here, the answer is clear, but it's a little bit complicated to explain. I'm going to answer you Bez Hashem at 10 o'clock, okay? I'll explain it to you. Over here, so you make two brachos. Here, it's for sure easy to make a mezonos first. You'd make a mezonos, take a tiny bite of just the wafer part, the cake part, and then you have a shahakal and you take a lick of the ice cream. Cereal and milk, as we mentioned before, cereal, if it's a mezonos food, if the cereal is a mezonos, then for sure you make just a mezonos. Even if it's a hadama, cereal, you would make just a hadama. The understanding in the Paiskim is that the milk is there just to enhance the cereal. If it's a shahakal cereal, then anyways, it's just a shahakal. But if it's a hadama or a mezonos, we say that the cereal is considered the ikkar. If you add lots and lots of milk because you love the milk or because you want to have specifically for the calcium or something, then Rav Moshe Feinstein says if you're adding more and more milk than normal, then you would make a separate bracha also on the milk. If that's the case, then you should do that. If you add some type of sliced bananas, at least in the commercials, they always add sliced bananas into the cereal. I've never seen anyone do it. But if you add sliced bananas into the cereal bowl, then it depends how big it is. If it's considered, chances are it's there just to enhance. But if it's big, huge chunks of banana, it would require a separate bracha. If it's just small slices, then it would be an ikavatafel combination. And obviously, it's there just to enhance. You would not make a separate bracha. Now, what we said, now it's 9:55, we're going to get to a few complicated halachas. You have to concentrate. Just something that we mentioned last time is very important, and it's going to play out in a few different areas. We said, what's the lumdus? What's pshat? When you make a bracha on the ikkar, that it covers the tafel. So we said that it's not the explanation that the tafel is considered unimportant and the tafel is considered irrelevant, and therefore the tafel doesn't require a bracha. That is not the correct logic. It's not that the tafel doesn't require a bracha. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Chazon Ish, and it's clear this way from the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah itself, that the tafel does require a bracha. The tafel does require a bracha. However, the bracha that I make on the ikkar is the bracha for the tafel. Again, it's not that the tafel doesn't need a bracha. The tafel needs a bracha. Every food that we eat needs a bracha. We'll talk about water separately, but every food that we eat needs a bracha. However, the bracha on the ikur covers for the tafel. Therefore, we already said one practical difference because of this. We said before, just a few minutes ago, if I make a bracha on the cherry pie crust, and then I have some cherry pie filling left over, or I have some milk left over at the end of my cereal bowl, or I have some applesauce left over after I finish my latkes, I don't make a separate bracha on that. Why not? Because it's not that it didn't require a bracha, and now, oh, it's all alone, so it requires a bracha. I already made a bracha on it. When I made a bracha on the ikur, that is the bracha on the tafel. Three other important halachos based on this logic. Let's say I'm taking medicine. So we all know, not with water, let's say I'm taking medicine with juice. So what's the halacha? Do I have to make a separate bracha on the juice? The juice.
Yeah.
The juice, the issue is yes.
If you're taking it with.
And I'm taking it with, just to swallow a pill. I don't have any water, so I take some juice or soda. I have to make a separate bracha. Why? Because what's the ikur? The ikur is the medicine. And that's what I'm here for. I need to take the medicine. I'm just trying to help myself to swallow. Medicine doesn't require a bracha. So here I have a situation where the ikur gets no bracha. It's a weird situation, but I have an ikur that gets no bracha. So my tafel, which is the juice, needs a bracha. Where's my bracha on the tafel? Even though it's a tafel, it requires a bracha. Therefore, you have to make a separate bracha on the juice. Water is different, but if you take juice or soda to help you take medicine, that requires a bracha, even though it's a tafel. When I came to the Rosh Hashiva, the mirror of Nassim Svi Finkel, when I came to take my faher, many years ago, so it was time for him to take his medicine. So his son walked in, and he was laying flat on the couch, he had no kayach, and he picked him up, and he handed him a cup of petal, of juice. The Rashiva made a shahakal, he took a sip, he handed the shahakal, the juice back to his son. His son handed him the medicine, he put the medicine in his mouth, his son handed him back the juice, he took the drink and swallowed the medicine, handed him back the juice, and then he held his hand and he lowered him back down on the couch, and he laid flat on the couch, and I sat on a chair and said Meshdik Kotar for 10 seconds. Then he stopped me. But that halacha I saw firsthand by the Rosh Shiva, Rav Nosson Svi, that since he was taking his medicine with petal, some type of juice, then he had to make a separate bracha on the shahakal.
So it's just juice and not water?
Water is separate. Water is not going to have a separate bracha. Okay. Water is not going to have a separate bracha when you take medicine. Another two halachos that are based on this. Let's say I eat the tafel before the ikur. Let's say I eat the tafel before the ikur. So over here, it's a tremendous discussion what the proper bracha should be, but it's clear in the Paiskim, we Paskin, that if you eat the tafel first, you need to make a bracha. You shouldn't do it because it could run into problems of bracha sheina tzricha and other areas of halacha, but in a situation where you eat the tafel first, you need to make a bracha, even though it's the tafel. So if the logic was that a tafel is irrelevant and it's not important and it doesn't need a bracha, so even if I ate it first, it wouldn't require a bracha. But that's not the logic. The logic is that the bracha on the ikur covers the tafel. If I eat the tafel first, you need to make a bracha, because where is my bracha on the tafel? That should not be done. If you're not sure if you like this cherry pie filling, you should not go ahead and take the cherry pie filling first. Many reasons why you should not eat the tafel before the ikur, but if a person does, they need to make a bracha. One last halacha, which is negeya to this, is something that you alluded to before, is the following. Let's say I have a salad, only hadamas, and I make hadama on the salad. Of course, all there is hadama. And then afterwards I say, you know what, let me add some olives to the salad, which are ha'etz, or some slivered almonds, which are ha'etz. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if I did not have in mind that I'm going to add this tafel afterwards, then I have to make a separate bracha on that tafel. Because it's not pshat that the tafel doesn't require a bracha. The tafel does require a bracha. So the bracha on the ikur covered the tafel. When I made my bracha on the salad, I did not know that I'm going to be adding the slivered almonds or the olives afterwards. So my hadama could not have covered that tafel because I did not know I'm going to add it. If I know I'm going to add it, the Mishnah Berurah says then it's covered, even though it's not added to yet. But that's another example that it's not just simply the tafel doesn't require a bracha. The tafel does require a bracha. It's just the bracha. Let's say I have crackers. And after I make a mazonos and I eat, I say, oh, these crackers are so dry. Let me add some jelly or some jam or some tuna fish to it. So those are a tafel. But I have to make a new bracha on that, because when I made my mazonos on the crackers, it didn't cover it yet because it wasn't combined to it yet. That needs a separate bracha. One last halacha as far as bracha achreina, which I think we mentioned last week, but just to say quickly again, by mazonos, you only make an alamichya on a food if you had a kezayis of the alamichya. And if I have a cherry pie, even though the cherry pie filling is tefel to the crust, so I only make a mezonos, but I only make an alamichia if it had a full kezias of the crust within a 3 or 4 minute span, like we discussed 2 weeks ago. So you have to be careful. You have to have a kezias, a potato knish. So it's a very thin coating. So I make only mezonos because that's the ikker, but I didn't have a kezias of the mezonos food. I had a kezias altogether, so I need a bracha achreina. The bracha achreina is going to be a bracha nefashos, like we discussed 2 weeks ago. If you have a half a kezias of pretzels and a half a kezias of an apple, says the Mishnah Berurah, even if it's an ikker v'tafel combination, you only make an alamichya if we had a full kezias of just the mezonos food. If you had a kezias altogether, but not all of the mezonos food, then all you make is a bracha nefashos. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we will start the halachos of Chol HaMoed.